Gentleman from Pettus, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House Committee substitute for House Bill 372 be third read and passed.
Gentleman from Pettus moves for the third read and passage of House Committee substitute for House Bill 372. Gentleman from Pettus.
Mr. Speaker, this is the bill that we took up in perfection recently that has two provisions. One provides that the lawful possession of a firearm in a vehicle in a parking lot of a business invitee at a business cannot be prohibited. And secondly, there's a provision providing more foreseeability to property owners for lawsuits relating to damages caused by third-party criminal actors. I certainly answer any questions.
Discussion on the bill. Lady from St. Louis County, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to speak on the bill.
Proceed, lady.
Mr. Speaker, this bill will allow, of course, as the gentleman said, guns to be kept in the cars. If, you know, this is of great concern to me. If it is known that certain cars have guns in them, those cars will become targets for robbery. If the car is parked on a school parking lot and a student or even possibly a teacher realizes that they have a gun in that car and they get very emotional for whatever reason, a student perhaps because his girlfriend just dumped him, or a teacher because his class is just has taken him to the last nth degree, then they have very available sources of retribution to serve on others in the school building. Irrational, those people who have hot tempers or whatever are left with a vehicle for doing a lot of harm at a critical moment. So I have great reservations about doing this. I also feel that it's an imposition on private business owners that may not want to see guns on their property, in their business, and yet we are telling them, you have no choice. So I respectfully ask that this body vote this bill down. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion. Lady from St. Louis County, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the gentleman, the handler, please.
Does the gentleman yield? Proceed.
I do.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hello there.
Question for you, because we talk a lot in this body about supporting small businesses. So to me, this has some risk of interfering with a small business owner to conduct business that would be conducive and beneficial for me. What if I own a small business and there's a high rate of violence in there? And for me not to do this, it might prevent or inhibit customers coming to me, so it might actually have a detrimental effect on my business. Are you saying the business owner shouldn't have the right to conduct his business a way that's going to be financially advantageous for him?
I'm glad you brought this up. First of all, this has nothing to do with parking lots at schools. Anybody who'd read the bill would know. But I'm glad you brought the subject up of what it does cover. It doesn't cover schools. It certainly does, in fact, affect a business person that has business invitees come into their business, where they're open to the business, that's the type of business described. They have a public parking lot where everybody can park, and it does in fact restrict their rights to prohibit what's kept inside, lawfully kept, a firearm inside that. But the reason for it, it's a balancing of the importance of the right to concealed carry, and the right to have a firearm. Let's say that you go every day into a dangerous area that you feel uncomfortable and you decide you want to protect yourself or your family. Mm-hmm. This allows you to protect yourself or your family, even if you might have to stop at the Quick Trip or a convenience store one way or the other. Let's say that you're traveling across town. This allows you to carry the gun because essentially, if you have businesses that you have to go into or you want to go into, and they have the ability to restrict your ability to possess the firearm in your firearm in the vehicle, this does not allow you to take them in because
So what I hear you saying is our Second Amendment right trumps all other rights that we have.
It certainly trumps the interference with the business of someone on a Quick Trip parking lot. Who has the right, lawful right to carry a gun and wants to leave their gun in the car. It certainly does that.
So your legislation could potentially put a small business owner out of business. If it inhibits their business significantly enough.
Put them out of business. How would that happen?
If it's a high risk area, maybe I'm not going to stop
it. Well, no,
it
but you have a misunderstanding.
Can I finish? No, I need to finish.
Honest, law-abiding people carrying guns makes us safer, not more.
You know, it concerns me because when we try to have a respectful conversation on this issue, there seems to be an effort to overtalk us. I'm trying to ask because I'm trying to understand your bill and what the effects are going to be. And so if I'm going to a Quick Trip and I know that there's a good chance, and it's a high crime area, I'm not talking probably about the Quick Trip that's next to my home. But if I'm going into a high crime area and I know there's no restrictions, I may not feel safe enough to stop at that Quick Trip if I know there's a pretty good chance that there's going to be a lot of weapons on that property.
Now, is that a question? Can I answer?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you.
Why don't you answer my question?
Well, I mean,
I
guess I get to answer the question. The point is, you misunderstand the legal, honest person carrying a gun makes us safer, not less safe. The crime that's occurring
that.
That's
on these contention.
You disagree with that. Well,
that's a contention that, you're making. That's not a fact. That's a
it
contention.
Is a fact. It is a fact.
It's not a fact.
It is
that's a
criminals
contention
who carry
that
guns
you're making.
That create the danger, and that's the thing we're trying to
but
protect
I go back
our family
to your,
and ourselves. See, you're over-talking me again.
But you're off my question. You're not answering my question. So my question was, you're okay with potentially putting a small business owner out of business with this language, which you could potentially do. So my question is, it's a yes or no. Are you okay with potentially
I have never been asked a yes or no question.
I'm asking you a yes or no question.
The answer is, of course I'm not trying to put anybody out of business.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
In fact, I'm trying to protect
Mr. Speaker, may I speak against the bill, please?
Proceed, lady.
It apparently is true that the gentleman is okay with putting a small business owner out of business because this could be an unintended consequence of this language. So I would ask the body to vote no on this bill. Thank you.
Further discussion. Gentleman from Jackson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To briefly inquire the gentleman from Pettis County.
Does the gentleman yield? Proceed.
Thank you, gentlemen. I believe you presented this bill in General Laws Committee, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
Thank you. Now, listening to the lady from St. Louis area, this bill in no way has any intentions of putting a small business out.
And it would never do it, because the truth is that if you were a business person, who you worry about are the criminals, the bad people carrying
Absolutely.
Guns. And this protects honest, law-abiding people who make our world safer. And this actually would make their business better and certainly not going to put anybody out of business.
Great. Thank you, gentlemen. I plan to support the bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion. Another gentleman from Taney. What purpose do you rise?
Speaking to Bill.
Proceed, gentlemen.
I'm a small business, and this bill in no way concerns me at all of ever putting me out of business. I think it's a good bill.
Further discussion. Gentleman from St. Charles. What purpose do you rise?
Permission to speak from a mic not my own?
You
inquire.
Have permission. Proceed.
Mr. Speaker, can I please inquire from the lady from the St. Louis County District, McNeil?
Does the lady yield?
Yes. Who am I
proceed.
Speaking with? Sorry. All right.
Gentlemen. Good afternoon. I guess it's afternoon right now, isn't it?
It is.
I just got a couple little questions, and I've heard people talking hypotheticals, and I would like to ask you a couple hypothetical questions. So if we look at the room right now as it is, do you know how many—
Our room right here?
Right here.
The chamber, yes.
Right.
Okay.
Do you know how many people have a gun on them right now?
I do not, but I understand there are some that carry.
You do not know?
I do not know. How
so
many?
Wouldn't that be kind of like a parking lot with cars? You wouldn't know which gun would have
gentlemen,
a gun?
You know my fear in this chamber is this. if we should have a shooter.
How about
if we have a shooter here?
This is my inquiry.
This,
if you just please answer the question.
I was just going to say, my fear in this chamber is if
yes,
we have a shooter,
or is that,
that
no?
Someone in this body
yes,
will go to shoot and end
no,
up shooting me.
Yes or no?
You'll have to restate your question.
You said that you did not know who in this chamber had a gun on them or not. And I ask you, isn't that kind of like a parking lot where you wouldn't know?
It does make me very nervous.
Isn't that kind of like a parking lot where you don't know whether or not
there's
a gun in the car or not?
Did you know last year in Wentzville that there was someone with a gun in their pocket? That gun fell out and then discharged, and it hit a person.
I'm still waiting for a yes or no.
It injured a person because somebody was carrying a gun in their pocket.
Is that a yes or no?
I do not know who carries a gun in this.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, thank you.
Further discussion. Gentleman from St. Louis County, what purpose do you raise?
I move the previous question.
Gentleman from St. Louis County moves to the previous question. All those in favor will vote yes. All those opposed vote no. Mr. Clerk, ring the bell and open the board. Gentleman from Dent, what purpose do you raise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a quick point of personal privilege.
Yeah, proceed, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To your right and my left, between these two columns, I want to introduce to the body a young gentleman. It's his last day at the Capitol. He's been one of three fine interns we've had in the Speaker Pro Tem's office. He's helped out a lot on the floor. He's from Cape Girardeau County in Jackson. He's a senior, and he's put up with a lot the last few months. So would the body please make him feel welcome, Mr. Bo Smith.
Thanks for your service. Has everyone voted? Mr. Clerk, close the board and tally the vote. A vote of 101 yes, 48 no. You have sustained the gentleman's motion. Gentleman from Pettis, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that House Committee Substitute House Bill 372 be third read and passed.
Gentleman from Pettis renews his motion for the third read and passage of House Committee Substitute for House Bill 372. All those in favor will vote yes. All those opposed vote no. Mr. Clerk, ring the bell and open the board. Has everyone voted? Mr. Clerk, close the board and tally the vote. By your vote of 119 yes, 36 no, you have third read and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 372.